Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was walking yesterday, and I'm on my walking path, and all of a sudden, behind me, I hear two ladies talking. So I get over just, you know, to give them room to pass on the left, and they pass me, and they are running with each other, side by side, and having a normal conversation without breathing and absolutely dying. I was just so impressed by it. Again, people who run and have that kind of breath control, like when I'm out there running, for one, it's only 2 miles. And by that last, like, 0.6 miles, I'm dying. There's barely breathing going on, much less being able to hold a conversation with somebody else. That's why I don't run with people, is because I can't talk to you when we run. You know, I must do this by myself because I can barely make it. I mean, I am pushing that last 0.5, right? Like 1 foot in front of the other. Let's go. You're almost there. But it impressed me so much. Now, when you run, when you're on the treadmill, can you just have a normal conversation with somebody?
Depends on how long I've been going. I mean, with these ladies, I'm wondering, with all due respect, maybe they've got different eating habits than you.
Shut up. That has nothing to do with it.
I mean, really? You're on record as eating fried chicken in your car while you're driving.
Protein, Jeremy. I don't know what's wrong with that. Like, I'm just getting I'm hitting my protein goals at
that point. The other
night,
you rolled through Burger King at like 9 in the evening.
My gosh, the complex carbs that I got in that drive-thru, though. You wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe the amount of nutrients that came in that burger.
You gotta work your way up to the conversation, maybe.
I just don't know if I can do it. I remember Taylor Swift saying she trained for her Eras tour singing every song on the treadmill, and I'm like, how do you do that? Wait a second. Well, people are on a different level of fitness than me. Like, I'm just proud. I run 6 miles a week. And even saying that out loud, man, Katie in her 20s could never. So I'm just very proud of myself.
At least it's something.
You know,
you don't need to run with somebody and talk.
No,
just be in the zone, focus, and run.
But it just, like, shocked me that people were out there doing that.
My biggest concern was you saying that they were running side by side.
Yeah.
Because the place I go, this little lake by our house, oh, man, it annoys me when you come up on people and they're side by side taking up the entire path.
And then they don't move
and
over.
And then they don't move. Yeah. And then I make it known that I got to go around them.
Oh, same.
I do one of these as I run around them.
Excuse me when I have to run in the grass. Like, yes. I always do it.
On the left.
Have a little bit of social awareness when you're out there walking with a buddy. Like,
or the person
who
has the dog on the leash and the dog's going across the path while they're...
No, definitely. Ooh. If you're going to be out there exercising, make sure you are aware there's other people too.
Or tripping hazard.
Yeah.
I'll just trip you as I go by.
Take that.
Behind the scenes, Katie's been like giddy all week. She's like, we're going to have a 4-day week.
Oh, yeah, we get an extra day. Yay.
You've been counting down the days.
I have.
Well, if you are heading out traveling, AAA just released its Memorial Day travel report. They're predicting a record number of Americans are going to be traveling this year. About 45 million people this year, which is actually up from last year, which is surprising considering it's like $5 a gallon right now.
I know. I would not be driving anywhere, that's for sure.
I guess people just don't GAF and they're like, screw it. I'm going to pay the extra few bucks and get out of town. Get away from, you know, friends, family, I don't know, coworkers. They're out of town. So there's a whole list, of course, too, on the best times to leave and all that. If you're interested, Google that. Nobody cares. Now, if you're heading out on a plane, I do like this story. DIA was just recognized by Food and Wine as one of the top airports in America for food and drink. Landed number 3 nationally. So it's all part of... We've been talking about this. DIA is like aggressively expanding its restaurant lineup, adding dozens of new concepts and local Colorado brands. And they want to make DIA feel more like a destination than a stressful layover machine, essentially.
Yeah.
It is one of the busiest airports in the country, and they're clearly leaning into it being a destination to just chill while you're in town.
Yeah.
Or, like, can you imagine, like, on a Saturday night, you send a text out, you guys want to go hang at the airport, get some drinks?
And I know not only that, like, the food, but they tried to, you know, get some music in there, some live music, some art-type stuff. They've got a lot of different art things that are displayed at the airport now. So they're doing their best to make it kind of a destination. I dig it.
Yeah, I like it. It's kind of turned into like a mini entertainment district, too, because they've got those concerts and stuff there out in that green area.
Exactly.
And it's a good look.
I would have to say, having traveled through the airport years ago, we're talking like 15, 20 years ago when Zoe was a baby, way more stressful, mm-hmm. to make your way through it. Now it is a lot more enjoyable. I would have to say, like, I give myself time at the airport, but I like all the food that they have. I make my way through the concourse I'm at to see what options are available, and I pick the best one. So I like that they upped their food game. I think that's important.
And some decent stuff, too.
Yeah.
Didn't they have an Elway's out there
They did,
something?
Yeah.
Get yourself a T-bone.
They have so many things. I mean, whatever kind of cuisine you're looking for, they have it out at the airport. Yeah. So, yeah.
Didn't you have something, too, about Red Rocks?
Oh, my God. So this was a study by Ace.com where they asked 3,000 people to just name the most unexpectedly romantic spot in Colorado.
Ew.
So, yeah, Red Rocks topped the list, the parking lot. All the parking lots are just romantic, and I would have to agree.
Okay, you know what? That's right. It's like, very romantic out
it is.
There. The views, the city lights.
I've had some romance out in the parking lot there at Red Rock, so I'm just like, you know, I've
with somebody?
Yeah, well, no, I was by myself. Thanks, Jeremy. No.
It's more fun when you're with somebody else.
It is way more fun. But it is beautiful. I mean, sunrise, sunset, doesn't matter what time of day. It's a gorgeous background hang out with your sweetie. Not by yourself. Gosh, Jeremy.
May or may not have been kicked out of that parking lot up there, too.
Oh, because? By yourself, sir?
And as a matter of fact, I was by myself. Thank you very much.